This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Melbourne's waking up to fresh sounds of Joy 94.9's Wednesday breakfast team. Rise up with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, rising up with Ginny and Adam. Ginny, breaking news, hot off the press. Something's happened over in the US about basketball.
Yeah, LA Clippers owner Donald Sterling has been banned from the game by NBA chairman Adam Silver. What happened is he made a comment, a derogatory racist comment, which was actually recorded. I think he made it to his wife, according to CNN. He made it to his wife about some African-American people. And it was recorded. And he obviously didn't know he was being recorded. And he played it. It was played to him with Adam Silver. And he's been banned from the NBA. He's the owner of the LA Clippers. Now, this dude, Donald Sterling, he's been fined $2.5 million. Banned from the Clippers, banned from the NBA game, banned from any Clippers practice games, any Clippers
meetings.
Basically
anything to do with a basketball. I don't think he's allowed to even hold a basketball anymore.
No, he can't. Dan, he's actually been forced to sell the LA Clippers. He's owned this team since the 80s, so
wow.
It's going to be a big detachment for him because it's nearly 30 years now.
Absolutely.
So
what do you do?
Exactly.
Joining us on the line now, we do have Australian and New Zealand basketball scouts Richard Balafi on the line. Richard, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Pleasure. Good morning to you both.
What are your thoughts on this?
There's no room for discrimination in our sport, as everybody knows, and worldwide this has just been an issue in the past, but as we know, there's just no room for it here. The dubious whole thing around where the recording came from is probably something which has been a lot on people's minds at this stage, and it was actually to his girlfriend. I think he's got a wife as well, but definitely to his girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
And,
that opens up a whole other can of worms.
I don't know if you've actually heard the whole transcript, but it's quite derogatory in the way that you look at it, but it depends. I mean, I'm sure that he feels it's been taken out of context.
Was that the same? There was a case a few months ago with John Galliano, one of the designers, being let go because he made a discrimination and a racist comment as well. Do you think it's gotten to the stage now where you have to be so careful what you say because you don't know the person behind you could be a reporter with a tape recorder?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. But I think that's across the board in a multitude of different fields, whether it be in politics or whether it be in business or whether it be in sport itself. It just depends on who's in the limelight at the time. And we're talking about somebody who's been a long-time owner, and long-term owner. I mean, he's owned the Clippers for many, many, many years. And obviously, I've met a couple of the people who've sort of played under him. And I mean, it's no surprise from a basketball perspective because I think they were expecting this to happen. They've been talking to him about relinquishing the Clippers for some time, but I think this was just the tip of the iceberg that just sort of like fell off, and now he's gone. He's going to be out of it. So he'll sell it for quite a substantial amount of money, though.
As Ginny mentioned before, the NBA have asked him to sort of, look, it's time to sell. So I guess we'll just have to see what happens. Richard, thank you so much for joining us. And
absolute pleasure.
We'll have to have you back on next week if there's more basketball news unfolding.
Not a problem. Thank you so much for your time.
Rise Up is podcasted through iTunes, Stitcher and joy.org.au/riseup. You're with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.